It's time for Mighty Winds of Praise with Pastor David Tucker, a media ministry of the Rushing Wind Church of God.
Who am I that you are mindful of me?
Contact Pastor Tucker at rwcogpastor@gmail.com. That's rwcogpastor@gmail.com. Or through the website, www.rushingwindchurch.com. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor David Tucker on VOTL Radio.
Matthew chapter 21, verse number 6. That's where I want to start. You're going to love this because of the music you selected this morning. You can stay up there if you want to. It doesn't matter. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought their ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strewed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. I was thinking this morning, and I had my notes all prepared and a big message ready for this morning. And as I came in this morning, and I turned everything on in the church, and I turned on some music, I just began to feel the Lord moving. And I was thinking about what time of year this is, that Easter is next week. And if you look at the calendar, you'll see that today is Palm Sunday. This is the day that is typically celebrated as the day that he made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. That's what this story was about. And as I began to look at it, I began to think this. What would happen if you and I came in to God's house acting like those people did the day he walked into Jerusalem or rode into Jerusalem? What would happen not only in our church but in our lives if we began to treat him the way those people treated him that day coming into Jerusalem? Think about this. The story I just read you said the disciples did what he told them to, and a great multitude spread their garments on the ground for him to ride on. And they cut down branches out of the trees so that he didn't even touch the dirt. The donkey he was riding on didn't even touch the dirt. Didn't touch the ground. He walked or rode across their clothing. And the tree branches that they cut down, they showed him so much love and respect and honor that they didn't even want the animal that he was riding on to touch the dirt under its feet. And I began to think about what would happen if you and I began to treat him that way. If you and I came into his house and said, Oh Lord, we're not even worthy to be in your presence. But come in, Lord. Come here, Brother Harry, help me out. We're not even worthy to walk on the same place that you walk. We're not worthy to be in the same league as he is. And I believe it was John who said, I'm not even worthy to unbuckle the sandals on his feet. But they began to walk in a different place because Jesus just walked through. What if you and I came into God's house with the understanding that everywhere we go, is a different level than where we normally walk, that we're walking on places where Jesus has already trod, that we're coming into his house knowing this, that if you and I will praise him, Him and give Him worship and sing Hosanna to the King, that we will see Him come in and move in our lives. Hosanna! Oh my. Do you know what Hosanna means? I went and looked it up this morning. I've heard this story for years. I've even had pastors who went to the florist and bought branches that looked like palm branches and had us all to wave them on Palm Sunday, but I never really heard one explain what Hosanna means. Hosanna means a shout of fervent and worshipful praise. A shout. Those people were shouting, and we think church ought to be quiet. They were shouting, not even in the synagogue, but on the streets where Jesus was riding a donkey into town. They were shouting because the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords had just rode into their town, and they knew that He was going to make a difference. Amen. And the story tells us that Jesus, as He rode into town on those clothing and on those tree branches, that Jesus came into the town and there was so much noise that the city was moved with people saying, "Who is this? What is this?" Can you imagine if a church were to get so on fire for God that we would begin to sing Hosanna no matter where we are, no matter whether we're in the house on Sunday morning or in the restaurant on Sunday afternoon or in the workplace the rest of the week, no matter where we are, if we would begin to sing Hosanna in our lives and giving Him praise and worship everywhere we go, becoming fervent about our purpose in Jesus Christ, then we would see a difference that would absolutely shake the foundations of what is believed to be Owensboro, Kentucky. A few years ago, I went through the Leadership Owensboro, Emerge Owensboro program. It's a leadership program. And I learned all kinds of things about this city. All kinds of agencies and resources and history about this city. And as I was meeting in those meetings with different departments, we met with all kinds of law enforcement and nonprofit agencies and different types of things in the community. I was intrigued to find out where the water comes from in this city. Somebody had told me that it comes right out of the river. That's not true. There are actually very large cisterns underneath the city that have been there for way over 100 years. Old cisterns that hold the water that this town uses. And pulling it straight out of that cistern, it is pure and clean water before they put it through the treatment plants. Before they take out anything that God put in water. Come on. And in those old cisterns, you might call them old wells, there's fresh water even today. They're over 100 years old. Now think about this. This church is Rushing Wind, what? Church of God. Thank you. You know where you are. Now, for some of you that don't know what the Church of God part means, people ask me, well, what does that mean? What kind of church is it? We're a Pentecostal church. We're the world's oldest Pentecostal denomination. Our North Cleveland Church of God in Tennessee is the oldest continuing Pentecostal church on record. Never closed its doors. Always been a place of worship. So if you and I begin to think about where our church, our denomination has come from, how many of you studied our church history? Not very many, I'd imagine. You would find out this, that because of a hunger in a group of men searching the Scriptures and praying, God, if there's more to this than what we've been told, let us get a hold of it. They found an old well that went all the way back to the day of Pentecost and began to dig in that well again. And those Baptist and Methodist fellows found out that there was something they hadn't experienced before that caused a revival to begin to take place in Appalachia, that started down in Tennessee and in North Carolina and in parts of eastern Kentucky, that began to grow and swell, that it began to spread through the backwoods, through the common people, that there is something powerful when we begin to sing unto God and know that He is a living God and not just somebody we just talk about. It is said that a revival broke out. This is a historical fact, that in Cane Ridge, Kentucky, a revival broke out there on the tree stumps. A brush arbor meeting. A record gave account of 7 or 8 different preachers preaching the same message around that campsite one night, all in unison together, because the Holy Ghost had showed up. One person said, this is an account that was written down, I saw people laying on the ground as though they were dead. I saw people crawling around barking like dogs. I saw people speaking in an unknown language that were beside themselves. Listen to me, it is only the God that we serve that could do something like that and have the power behind it to bring deliverance to the captive, to heal those that are sick, to set us free from the bondage of this world. And we tend to come to church on Sunday morning expecting God just to do whatever God wants to do. Shame on you. Shame on you. Because we come in with the attitude, well, it's God. God's going to do whatever He wants to do anyway. No. My Bible tells me that He inhabits the praises of His people. And if we want God to move in our church or in our town or in our home or anywhere else that we may go, then we need to begin to give Him praise and sing Hosanna to Him, giving Him honor and glory everywhere we go. I went into work yesterday morning and I was a little bit irritated to have to do that on a Saturday. I had told them I wasn't going to, and that kind of got the best of me, and I had to anyway. So I told them on Friday I'll be here to help, or on Thursday I'll be here to help with what's going on at work. So I took my sound system. That's what they asked me to do, was to bring my sound system and set it up and play music and make sure the microphone ran and all that kind of stuff. So as I was carrying it into the building yesterday morning, nobody else was there yet. And I went down the hallway with my 60-pound sound system, dragging it kind of this way, trying to carry it and balance it out to get it down the hallway. And as I was walking down the hallway, my attitude changed when I began to sing, I give you glory, glory, I give you glory, glory, I give you glory. When we begin to sing Hosanna, praises unto God, we begin to see that God will move in our situation. He will change your outlook. He will change your mindset. He will change your situation. If we give Him praise, He moved the city by the noise that was created about Him coming. We have churches everywhere, and there's not enough church space to fill up the entire population. Come on. If everybody were to show up at church, the churches wouldn't hold everybody. And we don't expect anybody extra to show up. We come to church and we wonder about those that aren't here that are supposed to be here. But, you know, as many Sundays as we've had, and I don't know how many it's been in the last 18 months or so that we've been here, I don't think anybody, now there's not a Sunday goes by somebody doesn't ask me where so-and-so is. Have you heard from Brother so-and-so or Sister so-and-so? But I don't think anybody has ever come to me and said, Pastor, where were all the visitors? Where were all the new people this morning? Why didn't we see new people running to the altar? Why? Because most of us aren't concerned about that. We just know the faces that are normally here. If you and I would begin to get our focus in the right place and begin to sing Hosanna, giving Him praise and glory everywhere we would go. We would see this, that God would show up everywhere we are. I was sitting there yesterday. After I got everything set up, I walked back to my office and I turned on Spotify. Thank you. And I was listening to Mandisa has a song out that says, "Good Morning." And it's very upbeat and it's very peppy. And I turned it on in my office and I thought, "Good morning, Lord. You woke me up this morning and gave me a day that I can serve You. Good morning. Thank You, Lord, for everything You've ever done for me." And I began to get excited so that my excitement made it through the rest of the day with me. Come on. I got so excited I went and took a nap. And felt better when I got up. And I watched the ball game. And I got excited. And about halfway through the game, I thought, "Well, this is enough of this. I'll check it toward the end." And I got up and I came over to the church. And as I was doing a few things over here, walking through the building, I thought, "Lord, I don't know what You're up to, but I'm thankful that I know who You are. And I know that who You are, You are in control of every situation and circumstance. And You are the God who opens doors for us where there seems to be no door. He's the one who makes a way where there seems to be no way. He's the one that stops every weapon that is formed against us so that we can make it one more day with Him." And I went back home last night and I did my homework. I remembered to this week, praise the Lord. I forgot a few times to turn it in. I did my homework and I sat on the couch and I thought, "Lord, I am so blessed. If I was any more blessed, it would take two of me to take it. I couldn't handle any more sometimes, I feel like, because I know that I may not be everything that I want in life and I may not be everywhere I want to be, but let me tell you, I am where I am because of His unchanging hand that has brought me from where I was to where I am today." Part of my homework this week was about drinking. Yeah, it's about alcohol. And binge drinking. And I had to post on a discussion board and I said, "You know what? I have never been a drinker, praise God. I never experienced any of that stuff, praise God. But I know a lot of people who have, and I've watched their silliness and their foolishness. Now you may think I'm silly when I cut loose into a chicken dance, but let me tell you this, when I get over it, I'm still high in the Lord. I don't have to worry about a hangover afterward or killing myself from the toxins that are put in my body. I'm thanking Him today because I can get the greatest high on earth, Jesus Christ. And when I come into His house singing, 'Hosanna, I give You glory, Lord, You're worthy, hallelujah,' we can come together and know that He is in control. And He will be in the midst of His people when we give Him praise." And then it said, not only did it say the city was moved, it said that the multitude answered. Not that Jesus had to come in and tell them who He was. Wouldn't that have been silly? See, we kind of have the picture. "I'm Jesus of Nazareth." No. He didn't have to say a word. His presence said it all. You and I, if we are filled with His presence today, don't have to go to somebody and say, "I'm a Christian." We don't have to buy the latest Christian shirt and ball cap and necklace and bracelet and every other piece of clothing. They've even got blue jeans now with big crosses on the rear end so people can tell you're supposed to be a Christian when you're walking away, I guess. Shouldn't be looking there, no way. What you and I need to do is draw attention to ourselves because of the power and the presence of God in our lives. We won't need all of that other stuff if we'll give Him the honor and the glory. His presence will rest upon His people if we will sing hallelujah and hosanna to Him. If we give Him glory. The Bible says if we don't praise Him, that the rocks will cry out. I wonder sometimes how many rocks have cried out this week. I wonder how many trees have fallen in praise just to make some noise. We have the idea that we ought to come to church and be quiet. I don't know, you must have a different God than I do if you think we ought to be quiet, because I serve a God that likes noise. David said, praise Him on all kinds of instruments. Praise Him in the dance. David danced like a crazy man. I've been in services where I've jumped and danced. It's hard on a fat boy. But if the Lord tells me to, absolutely I will. I'll wear myself out. Why? Because He has done more for me than I could ever say thank You for. He's done more for me in my short life than I could ever give Him enough praise for. So every chance that I get, I ought to give Him another triumphal entry, not into Jerusalem, but into my life, into my heart, into my home, and into my church. And you know, if we would all do that, if we would all do that, be ready for that before the music ever starts. Come on. There's more attitudes and nastiness that fly around here in the mornings before church than ought to be. Come on. There are more distractions in the church on Sunday morning than there ought to be. We ought to come into His house ready to give Him praise and honor and glory. And you know what? Before we had a sound system, we praised Him anyway. Before we had electricity, we praised Him anyway. Before we had padded pews, they sat on logs and they stood and they sat on concrete blocks and they sat on, some of them used to bring a 5-gallon bucket to church with them to sit on because they needed a place to sit, I guess. But let me tell you this, they didn't spend their time sitting there. They were up giving God praise, and we wonder about the good old days and why God used to do things. Why? Because they weren't so lazy. It amazes me. I looked around. And the praise team was singing, I give You glory, glory. And I looked and there were a few people that were really giving Him glory. And some were sitting here like a knot on a log. And I thought to myself, how in the world can you sit back when you have the opportunity, if God has truly changed your life and committed, turned you into a different person, committed to something that's worthwhile, then how can you sit and not stand up and say, I give You glory, glory, Jesus, I give You glory, glory, why? Because of everything He's done for me. Hosanna! Glory to God in the highest! Hallelujah! Because of who He is! Hallelujah! Oh, if we learn, just learn to create a place for Jesus to walk in our lives. There's a difference there. There's a difference from being over here where I walk through the week and getting over here to this prepared place that I have for Him to walk in my heart. See, when I'm out here, I'm around all the mess that comes and goes through the week. I'm around all those that will speak negatively. I'm around all of those that try to cloud your mind. But when you get into that place where you've prepared for the Lord to walk in you, it makes a difference in you that you can walk on a higher plane. I Come here, brother. Come here. Walk in this place for a minute. Here, walk in this. Let me tell you, when you get in the place where Jesus is, when you get in the place where Jesus is, it brings healing. It brings healing. It brings deliverance. When you and I will walk in a place we've prepared for Him. Oh, mighty God. Somebody else come up here. Walk across that. There's nothing in those fabrics. That's just cloth that's been cut up. But think about what you're doing. You're walking in a place that we've laid out to say Hosanna to Him who is and was and is to come. Take my hand, brother. Oh, mighty God. Come on, walk across there. Oh, let God move as you sing to Him. Give Him glory in your life this morning. Give Him praise in your life this morning. It brings us to a place where He can move for us. Oh, mighty God. Come on, church, just give Him praise this morning. Come on, give Him praise this morning. Hallelujah. Give Him hosannas this morning. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Oh, mighty God. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Give You glory, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. We get ikoro si kandere no kosi andere no kosana. Oh, ikoro sandere no kosana. Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Yeah, ikoro sandere no kosi anda. Yes, Lord. Come on, church, we don't have to have music 90 miles an hour to give Him praise and glory for what He's doing. Hallelujah! Mighty God. Oh, mighty God, mighty God. Oh, mighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, we give You glory. Oh, let me tell you this morning, if you've been sick, you can get through it and over it by His blood if you give Him glory. If you're going through troubles and trials and it seems like life is falling apart, you can get through it by giving Him glory. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, mighty God, mighty God. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, every trial, Lord, every problem, Lord, every moment of negativity and defeat, Lord, wash it over. God, that you would be glorified, Lord, in every part, hallelujah, of our lives. Lord, we give you praise this morning. Glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, mighty God. Mighty God. Jesus. 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 Oh, he's here this morning, church. Whatever you need, just worship him and you'll get your answer. Just give him glory this morning. Shout Hosanna to him this morning. He's here to meet every need that you get. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh. Oh, mighty God, mighty God. If you leave here like you came this morning, it's your fault. Jesus. 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 Oh, mighty God. Jesus. Jesus.
Lord of glory. This has been the broadcast time of the Rushing Wind Church of God with Pastor David Tucker from Owensboro, Kentucky. You may contact Pastor Tucker by emailing rwcogpastor@gmail.com. That's rwcogpastor@gmail.com. Or through the website www.rushingwindchurch.com. That's rushingwindchurch.com. Or write to P.O. Box 22415, Owensboro, Kentucky. The zip code is 42304. Again, that's P.O. Box 22415, Owensboro, Kentucky. The zip code 42304. And again, the website rushingwindchurch.com. Thanks for listening to Mighty Winds of Praise with Pastor David Tucker on VOTL Radio.